with four games to go, we really have to give it everything we've got now. We have to still believe because anything is possible. But it's Everton's night in the derby. Goals in the first half by Jared Brathwaite following a hotly disputed free kick. But despite the free kick, we need to defend it better. Konate all over the place in the box as he turned it away from McAllister, who's going to clear. And it hits Brathwaite, who stabbed it in at the back post. Liverpool were guilty of missing some glorious chances in the first half. Nunez 1v1. Pickford denied him. Pickford denied Diaz. Pickford denied Robertson. We were wasteful up front, and then we give a bad goal away from a corner when Calvert-Lewin, Everton's best header of the ball, rose on challenge back post to head home the second. It's a bad night for Liverpool in the derby. Congratulations to Everton. They had a lot of fight. We just couldn't get a goal. Diaz hit the post, but it ended Everton 2, Liverpool 0.
That was our commentator Steve Hunter's summary of a hugely disappointing night for Jurgen Klopp's men in the Merseyside derby. And you're listening to The Reaction with me, Peter McDowell. Over the course of this podcast, we'll bring you the thoughts of the boss, as well as the analysis of Reds legends Sammy Lee and Gary Gillespie, who joined me in the LFC TV studio. First, though, to former Liverpool goalkeeper Sander Vesterveld with our reporter Rob Jones at Goodison.
Well, not quite the final Merseyside derby experience that Jurgen Klopp was hoping for. Sander Vesterveld is alongside me. We spoke about the contrast of emotions that you so often get on derby day, and that was so clear at the end that Everton had got what they wanted. They'd got their points. They'd ruined Liverpool's title dreams, and for Liverpool, hopes of sending Jurgen Klopp off in the perfect manner have gone.
Yeah, it's been a terrible ending of the season if you look at it. It's exactly the opposite of what we expected in the beginning of the game, before the game, when we spoke about Everton probably going for a draw, dropping off. But they started really from the very first minute. They put pressure on us, and we couldn't cope with it. Couldn't cope with the long balls. I think the referee was really a little bit easy with the free kicks, and especially when the one that led to the goal. But yeah, they are, I think, behind Arsenal, the ones that score most from set pieces, and so they are dangerous. And Calvert-Lewin was unbelievable today. They were more aggressive, and it looked like we didn't have the creativity to play through them. Although we had, I think, the best chances, especially in the first half, where we should have scored again, like the story of the season, I think. So many chances created, not scoring, instead of just putting it in the far corner, just eyes closed and blasted at the goalkeeper. Pickford had a good game. Talked about him before the game, about the outhousery. I was really happy with his performance today. Wasn't time wasting. We just focused on his game. Didn't go to the floor one. So, he played a good match, and most of the players were Everton. But I can't really say the same from any Liverpool player. To be honest.
To go back to one of the points that you made at the start, then about the threat that you sort of know what to expect from Everton, that it is more direct balls, it's set pieces, and Liverpool didn't deal with it well. It felt far too easy that the first contact was either Brathwaite or Tarkowski for so many free kicks and corners in that first half.
Oh, definitely. And also the defending of the corners as well. If you saw how free Lewin was when he scored that second goal, that's impossible. And those are the things that you have to take care of. You know how they play. You know how dangerous they are, set pieces especially. And, we had enough time to defend that, and we didn't. And it's aggression, which wasn't shown, I think, enough today. So it didn't really look like a derby, to be honest.
That's one of those things, isn't it, that it becomes quite cyclical. The more that the Everton players were sort of snapping into the tackles in the first half, winning those 50-50s, the more that everyone else in the ground got into it.
Well, that's the thing, and that's the thing that you don't want. And that's why we said before, you need to try to get a goal in the first 50 minutes to silence the crowd. And once you don't do that, and the opposite happens, you get the crowd behind you. And then Everton they're getting wings, and they play like any other derby, like one of the best games of the season, like they always do in derbies, which is really surprising, because if they play more of those games, then they will be playing mid-table or even for Europe probably. But for some reason, they always are up for it for in these games, and unfortunately, not many of the Liverpool players were today.
It's a funny old game, but one of those two one-on-ones that you mentioned that were bang straight at Jordan Pickford. If they go in just before half-time, even if Luis Diaz's shot that hits the post and comes back out, goes in at 2-1, you felt like there would have been a big charge, but it almost felt like the belief just drained out of Liverpool the longer the game went on.
Yeah, and it's probably, like I said before, the story of this season, missing a lot of chances, and probably after missing those chances, like you said, the heads go down, and probably they think, oh, it's one of those again, because even if you're not playing well, but if you just put them away, and it was a clear 100% chance for a goal, and it's not like it could have been. It should have been a goal. So if you put them away, and it's, like I said before, it's you silence the crowd, and then we can play in a different way. We can drop it back and play on a counter with Nunez. And so details will decide if we win games. And we talked about Alisson before, match-winning saves, but also the strikers. Those are the details I was talking about.
And also tough because tonight there was no Jota or Gakpo to turn to off the bench. That those, particularly I think Salah and Nunez, weren't having the best of games, but there's nowhere to go when you don't really have recognised forwards apart from young Jadon Dans on the bench.
Yeah, so I was really expecting him maybe to get some game time, especially when he's playing so well in the under-21s. And I'm not sure what the tactics behind the changes were. We put defenders in, probably because the defenders were tired. But yeah, we didn't really, looking at the bench, we didn't have enough. I don't know why we didn't bring Gravenberch in, because he was like the only really attacking-minded player we had. And maybe Dance. But we didn't. And from the very first minute till the end, it didn't really look like we were going to score.
And it feels, unfortunately, now as though title-wise, that is gone, and it's just about trying to finish strongly under Jurgen Klopp now in the final four games.
Yeah, especially with the way Arsenal are playing. City, well, they all have different difficult programs still, so they're probably going to lose one or two points. But if Liverpool plays like this, then it's definitely over.
Sander, thank you very much indeed. Sander's been a very busy boy today, so we will let him get home, and Liverpool will have to try and dust themselves down and go again early on Saturday against West Ham.
Thanks to Robin Sander, Sammy Lee and Gary Gillespie here with me in the studio. And Gary, it's a night that Liverpool will want to forget very quickly.
Yeah, it's tough to take, isn't it? I think you can sense that if you watch the game, there's a gulf between the two teams in class. But if you don't do the basics right and defend set plays, and fight for every right that you've got to get to play football, then more often than not you'll get beat up, and that's exactly what Liverpool did. Every time the ball came into the box, whether it be from a free kick or a corner, we looked vulnerable. People not willing to go and put their head on the line, get their head there before an Everton player. We had opportunities again in this game where, had we taken them, it might have been a little bit different. But as I say, you've got to do the basics and defend set plays. And if you don't do that, especially at Goodison Park, you could sense that their crowd were right up for it after they scored the first goal. And then the second one, where again, it's poor defending from Liverpool, and it cost us dearly.
It's a night to forget, but we need to learn from it. We need to learn, because as I said, we spoke about this before the game. You know, it was no secret the fact that they were going to pepper us with set pieces. We gave silly set pieces away all over the park. We were sloppy on the ball at times. I think, as Phil mentioned in commentary, I tell you, we were sloppy in defence as well. And we've got to be able to defend set pieces. It was their game plan. We spoke about it before. And we can't give silly set pieces away, because it feeds right into their game plan. We helped them along with what they wanted to do. We had chances, as Gary said. You know, and how many times are we going to keep on saying this? We've got to be more clinical. We've got to be better. We've got to finish them off. You know, we can't keep on talking about creating chances and not finishing them off. We've got to finish
them
off.
It didn't help. I mean, the referee gave a couple of little soft decisions where you think, you know, was that really a free? For instance, the first goal, the free kick, it was a hard decision to take, to be quite honest. I think it was Curtis Jones that kind of made the tackle. I'm not sure if he filmed him. I don't think he did film. And then you get punished. But, you know, first and foremost, you've got to defend these situations a lot better, and we got punished tonight.
Liverpool have quite often seen this script before, Sam, in that we've gone behind in so many games this season, and then the powers of recovery come from somewhere, don't they? Yeah, yeah. That ruthlessness that had been evident about Liverpool at the start of the season.
We've had resilience, which...
Has that run dry now, that well, do you
think?
It
appears to have done. I don't know why. You know, we mentioned before, I think since the Manchester United game, we seem to be psychologically shocked, you know what I mean, and hurt by that. And we don't seem to have recovered. I mean, Fulham, they came back to a degree, but we spoke about it before, Peter, you know, again, there was no shake of the fact that, you know, they're going to be dangerous from set pieces, so don't give Sully free kicks a go, whether it's the referee or not. You know, at the end of the day, in this frenetic atmosphere, he's always going to give decisions like that, so don't give Sully free kicks away. And again, we've got to put our chances away. You know, football's about stopping goals and scoring goals, and tonight, we didn't do that.
Mm. Warning signs were there from early on, Gary, obviously, eventually via VAR, the penalty appeal that went against us was ruled out, but there was concern there from the very outset that we were struggling to cope with the intensity of the game.
Yeah, I think you've got to give them a little bit of credit. I think Calvert-Lewin's a big focal point for them. They get the ball up to him quite directly. He's a big unit. He messes centre-backs about. You could see Virgil van Dijk, he was, most of the game, he was having a go at the referee, saying that he was fouling him. But that's what he does. That's his strength. Holding the ball up, he's very, very good in the air, as we saw from the header. He had another couple opportunities as well in the air. The goal that got chopped off, I think, was fairly chopped off. I think it was offside. Mm. But that should have been a warning sign from Liverpool's point of view as well. And we just didn't look at it at the start of the game again. And that's something that you know, you can't keep going behind in games because, as you rightly say, you can't go to the well all the time. Eventually it'll run dry, and that's exactly what has been the case in the last three or four games. We've had great opportunities and squandered all of them.
We mention all the time, guys, don't we, about clean sheets. We say we'll score, but at least if we keep a clean sheet tonight, we get a point. You know, so we can, as you both so rightly said, we can't keep on going a goal behind early on.
I certainly said that I think if you've got aspirations of winning the Premier League, I think we had to keep at least four clean sheets out of the last six games, and I'm going back like before, obviously, like tonight and later at the weekend as well. And it's something like, you know, teams that win Premier League titles or league titles, that's what they do, and they do it well. We haven't been able to do it, and that looks as if it's going to cost us.
Can that fatigue you mentally as well when you know as a team that you're struggling to do that? To
that's
keep
where
a
it's
clean
coming
sheet.
From, Pete, for me yeah. Psychologically, you know, because as we mentioned before the game, you know, when you're psychologically drained, you're physically drained. For me, everything comes from there, and for whatever reason, I think we look psychologically drained.
Yeah. And the opposition know that as well sometimes, don't they, about any team that, you know, we've got great chances of scoring.
And goals help, by the way. You know, as I say to you, you know, in the past we've been here when we've gone a goal behind, but we've shown this resilience. But I feel because we seem to be psychologically drained, affected by it, that we don't seem to have that resilience to overcome the one goal deficit. And then, lo and behold, we go two down. So it's sad because they've given us some wonderful times here this season. You know, and it's sad to see the way it's all ended up.
The signs were fairly good after we did go behind, and that we, you know, created enough, certainly enough to probably go in at the break leading the game.
Yeah, I think we had that spell just before half time where you probably didn't really want half time to come. We like really pushed them, and you know, it was a dominance that we had, but it was a dominance not just with possession but looking threatening in front of goal as well, and creating good goal scoring opportunities. You know, some of the passes that McAllister was making, some of the passes that Trent was making was causing them an awful lot of problems. But if you don't capitalise on that, then the longer it goes and like the more often you squander chances, and this is not going like just tonight, this is probably thinking it's playing on their heads from about four games ago, the Manchester United game. Is this another like instance where, you know, we're going to create opportunities and we're not going to score? And that probably, that, as Sammy says, that's psychological. That gets in your brain and thinking, you know, you've got to believe that you're going to get back into the game, and if you don't believe that you can get back into the game, more often than not, you don't.
And I think the keeper made a couple of great saves, in fairness for them, but if you look at them, you hit right at them, you know, and again, in the past, we've, you know, anything to the side beats them, and if you go to the open side of the goal, it goes in the back of the net. And I suppose they'll say it's a great save, but I still think there was a chance that we could have, should have scored.
John Aldridge was talking about it on extra time. You know, you go through that as a striker sometimes, in that when you're in form, they look like rugby goals. When you're out of form, they look like hockey goals. Mm, and, you know, the keeper's 6 foot tall, 6 foot wide.
to me, that's like the beauty of goals, you know. I'm making a joke. But now it is, and again, that's why I come back to the psychological elements of it. I'm not trying to make excuses for the boys, far from it, because we've still got games to play, you know. And again, Jürgen has got his work cut out to lift the boys, you know, because it's a massive blow for us tonight.
Yeah, the last thing you wanted to do is, like, just fall totally flat. You know, like, there's four games left. You know, let's, you know, go these four games, try and get the 12 points that we possibly can. And see where that takes us. The last thing you want to do is, like, for it to really peter out and, you know, go into these games half-heartedly. I'm sure they won't, in fairness, but it could happen and it can happen. But that's something that, because they put so much energy into this season, you know, we've already got the Carabao Cup. We fancy the chances in the Europa League. That obviously wasn't to be, and certainly we're still in with a chance, but it's a slim chance for the Premier League. But as I say, don't let it peter out and, like, be a little bit, because that's really what's remembered, and it could carry over to next season. And hopefully we don't want that to happen.
Yeah, we've already heard managers speak about that, haven't we? Managers of different teams, and the fight back to next season starts now, and that's what Liverpool have to be focused on. We spoke before the game about it's each game at a time. They just have to concentrate now and go into West Ham and winning.
Well, they do. We said that before the game, Peter, to be honest, yeah. And again, Jürgen doesn't deserve that. You know, I think he deserved these last four games. I think if we can go out on a high, because what he's given us as a manager to this football club has been huge and immense, and I think he doesn't deserve for it to peter out, and I'm sure he'll be thinking about West Ham right to, you know, as soon as he gets on the bus to go back to, you know, back home. I think so. Hopefully the preparation for West Ham starts now. You know, hopefully.
So much of what the players have said after games when they've ended successfully, Gary, has been almost the key has been that lack of panic at half time, because we've been behind in lots of games this season. You know, they'll speak about the fact that, you know, stay true to what we do, you know, do this slightly better, do that slightly better, we'll be okay in the second half. You just wonder whether that's maybe just slightly ebbed away, and that there was evidence of panic on one or two occasions.
A little bit. I think that, you know, on occasions we maybe tried to force it a little bit too much, which is not like Liverpool. I think you could see Jürgen on the touchline trying to tell them not to play as many long balls at times. But I think that comes with the position and the situation that you're in. The fact that we are pushing for, like, the league title, it's coming down to the finishing line. And plus the fact that, you know, we've been in positions in recent games where we've dominated again in possession-wise. I think the two games that we lost, we had 70% possession both games. You know, and that should be enough to see you over the line. But, you know, you've got to be clinical. You've got to take your chances. And the more often than not you squander your chance, then the next one that comes along, it's doubly difficult, more difficult. And that's exactly what it seemed as if, like, we were snatching at opportunities when before mid-season they would have probably been tucked away in the corner of, like, the net.
I think also as well, when you're playing against the two banks of four as they are, or four and five, it's difficult. But what you've got to do, you don't go route one, but what you certainly do is move the ball quicker. So you move the ball sideways, if that's the case, to try and create a space. And once the space does get created, then you penetrate. And I feel that we need to keep on moving the ball quicker. I don't mean rushed, I don't mean hurried. I certainly don't mean go route one. I mean pass the ball with pace, with tempo. And then when that space does develop, then we can penetrate against these two banks of four and five.
Because it looked as though that was going to go that way first half, didn't it? Particularly Trent and Diaz looked so lively, didn't they? And likely to push on in the second half.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, and Evan got a bit of joy out of that as well, because he had a couple of counter-attacks as well, you know, when we were going for it. And that's why I keep on saying, I don't mean play the ball rushed. I don't mean go route one. I mean play the ball. If you play the ball sideways, it's because you can't go forward. So when you play the ball sideways, play it with pace, and then that gap will be created, and then we can penetrate with that pass into our forwards. But for me, I think at times it was just a little bit.
I think
slow.
We lost it a little bit as well. I know when Endo came on, the idea was obviously to push McAllister further forward. But for me, he didn't see enough of the ball. When he got in that position, he didn't see enough of the ball. And he was the one player, like, after Trent went off, that you wanted him to have, like, a lot of possession in and around the penalty area. Didn't quite manage that, didn't quite get to him, because he's the one that can pick these passes for the likes of Darwin Nunez and Diaz and Salah. And it wasn't to be on that occasion.
And Diaz looked dangerous, I felt.
He did, yeah.
I think he worked tirelessly. He was coming in off the flank. He was trying to create little 1-2, little give and goes. And I thought him out of them all looked as if the most dangerous for us, and the one trying to make things happen. Mm. And I felt that things could have happened coming from his play.
Everton were very good at unsettling us at those set plays that we talked about before, weren't they? Those dead balls where it was just a little touch on a defender, all of a sudden everybody's out of position again. It was, you know, they'll take great credit and they'll pour over that third goal for many years.
It's no secret, mate. We mentioned it before, didn't we? You know, I say that's their game plan, is that they look for set pieces, the stronger set pieces. We said, just don't give them away.
You look at the game and, like, look at our set plays. We had plenty of corners. We had quite a few free kicks as well. And then compare that to like what they had, and they had a lot of corners, and they looked far more threatening than what we did. And that's purely down, I think, to the fact that they had that desire to defend their 18-yard box. They got close to people. They put their head in, they put their bodies in. And at times, I don't think we did that. We got caught at the far post. What they did really well, I think they took Virgil van Dijk out of the equation on many occasions when they played it long to the far post. Virgil couldn't get there. Trent should have done an awful lot better on many an occasion in the corner kicks and set plays. Didn't do enough defensively, and that really should be part of his job as well. You can't just swan about the middle of the park, make passes and like tailing passes and killer passes. You've got to do, if you're a fullback or a defender, you've still got to do your business like defensively, and especially at set plays. And if you look at Everton, to a man, they did exactly that.
There was that image when he made the three initial changes. Jurgen Klopp, you know, he brings off his senior players, Trent being one of them. You know, his head disappears inside his shirt. That's one of those images that's going to be played for quite a while now, isn't it? They're all feeling it.
It is. And I had to say to you, for me, he portrayed our views as well, because I think we all felt that way at the time. We all wanted to put our heads down in our shirts. But again, football is such that, you got to pick yourself up. You've got to dust yourself down. You've got to go again now because, again, as we were saying before, we certainly do not want these last four games to peter out into nothing. You know, we owe to Jürgen, we owe to each other, we owe to the fans. We've got to pick ourselves up. Yet be disappointed. We're not happy. Far from it. You know, we've got to face our friends tomorrow. We'll be getting barracked, But at the end of the day, we've got to look towards the weekend now, which is going to be a difficult game against West Ham.
I think there's a lot to be thankful and grateful for the season that we've had. You know, as I say, we've won a cup. Our play's been really good. We're in a position where we've got four games to go that we could possibly still win the Premier League, albeit it's a slim chance now. But I think we've got to take we've made big strides from certainly last season. And hopefully this is a case like maybe push on next season in the future.
But the mere fact we're talking about Liverpool going for the league at this stage speaks volumes to what we're doing and the way the revamp has been way ahead of schedule this year. And don't forget, prior to the Manchester United game, we're still going for all four competitions, which is why it's so disappointing, to be honest here. But again, as I say, football being football, the nature of the games, we've got to pick ourselves up, dust ourselves down and go again.
This is the problem now, particularly when you look at any kind of social media. It's so easy to be critical, isn't it, of this Liverpool team?
Yeah.
What is more difficult is to be almost constructive as to where do they go from here. Like you said, if we'd have been offered this scenario at the start of the season, we'd have taken it.
I think it's the nature of the business these days, isn't it? I'm so grateful that it wasn't around in our time because we had our downs as well. The expectation level of any top club, whether it be Liverpool, Arsenal or Manchester City, the three clubs that are obviously going for the Premier League, the expectation level is through the roof. And like any time that you fall a little bit below that standard, then you're going to be expected to get a little bit of criticism. And that's part and parcel of being a top footballer. You've got to take the criticism with the praise. And unfortunately, at this moment in time, there'll be a few like snips, people like having a go at us.
We're a bit down, as we say, so forgive us for that. But as I say, the nature of the game is that we'll pick ourselves up. That's what we've got to do. And don't look at social media. I'm too old to look at social media.
It's never ever good for you, is it? We can hear from the boss now. Here's what Jurgen Klopp had to say to the media in his post-match press conference.
Jurgen, what are your thoughts after that defeat?
No good thoughts at all. Very disappointed, frustrated, obviously. Had now obviously a few interviews and I would say we can sum up. It was not good enough. We played the game or let it happen. The game Everton wanted. I scored two goals from set pieces. The first one we defended somehow three times, but in the end we put it on the plate. So I don't think Brathwaite scored it. He didn't even hit the ball properly, but the ball rolls over the line. So After that, we had our best period, I would say, and we really put them under pressure. We created big chances, didn't score. That, obviously, going like that in halftime, each situation we missed gave Everton kind of momentum even more, and from us, took away from us. We never had it, but it didn't help. Yeah, and then second half, as I said, it was as well not good enough. Without the real pressure phase, I would say, we had to the end of the first half. Then you concede the second goal. I think everybody who's with Everton saw that goal already 20 times or something like that. That's their routine. Everybody knows they put the ball there. And in the end, the players, anyway, completely free. So that's, I didn't see it back, but I'm pretty sure that we could have defended that better. Then it's 2-0 atmosphere there here. We played like we played. Obviously, it was not the most inspired performance of all times. I really feel for the people. I'm really sorry for that, obviously. That's how it is. People told me so often about the great record than before the derby, especially where you hear, but you never win here. And all these kind of things, but we never lost, and it feels really different. I really apologize for that. It's absolutely was unnecessary, but it happened. We cannot change it anymore. We have it. Now we have to recover, because the quickest of all turnarounds is waiting for us. You can imagine. That will be our challenge, obviously, mentally and physically. Physically was clear. If you win a game, then it's the mental turnaround is obviously not a massive problem, but that we have now both things to do. Yeah, and probably West Ham is waiting and rubbing their hands and hoping that we come there on one leg. But I will try absolutely everything to make sure that we are much more ourselves than we were tonight.
Where do you kind of see the title race picture now?
I understand it. It's part of the business. But I don't know why I have to answer this question. All so you can read the table. So shall I say now, we are still fully in over it. So we need a crisis at City and Arsenal, and we need to win football games, because if they start now losing all the games and we do what we did tonight, nothing changed. And then we are not safe in the Champions League as well, so we should just play better football. That would be real. So you can see we are in a rush in front of the goal. You can see that. That's now... that's long ago, but I blame a little bit the United game for it. That many chances, blah, blah, blah. And you play really good, but you don't get anything for it, and these kind of things. And then that's really bad. And since then, we create, but we don't score often enough. So, that doesn't help. It's not like you know, in a situation like that you don't score, and then just forget it, who cares? You cannot... act like you scored 15 goals in the last two games or whatever. So you can see that, and that's the problem. But we have to keep doing. You have always like this. You have to fight through these periods. That's how it is. Was never different. And people ask me already about mentality. The mentality has different aspects. It's not a problem of attitude or what the boys want. Nobody is doing anything like that on purpose. But it's my job to give them, to bring them into a situation that they feel confident to do it. And with that part, I'm responsible for everything what happened tonight, I know that. So it's not that I feel great and want to put, but it's just that's the most tricky part of football, obviously. And in a moment, it didn't work out, and now we have to keep trying.
Yeah, with this performance coming off the back of the ones against Atalanta and Palace, do you think, is it the pressure of the situation? Is it fatigue after 50-odd games?
And different aspects, definitely. That now players who played all the games are not in the fresh, but that's for other teams the same. I don't want to use that really as excuse. As long as the boys are fit, like not injured, that helps. Let me say, Gabriel Saliba, I think, played all the games for Arsenal. Did they play a little bit less than us? I don't even know, 100%, but they played a lot of games as well. But coming back from injury, obviously, is then slightly different than because intensity, is, the game is not waiting for you. And obviously up front, there's a super intense job to do, always high sprint, always go. And that we cannot change there, it's difficult. I know we had Dan Duncey on the bench, I know that, but in that physical game, I didn't want to, and he played, obviously we didn't know that we have to bring him in because the two situations with Diogo we only learned 2 days ago, and Cody actually really today. That's now not a game for an 18-year-old boy. And Tarkowski and Brathwaite, he kill you in these situations, and it doesn't help. So a lot of things come together. So it's not great timing. I admit that. I would prefer to be here, sitting here, winning 4-0 and flying, and can't wait for the next game. So, but how I said, the job is to win football games, and the more you win, the more successful you are. In the moment, we didn't win enough to get anything out of the season yet. So we should better start winning again.
Well, that is it from this latest edition of The Reaction. We will be back with more analysis and interviews from London Stadium on Saturday after Liverpool's game with West Ham. Bye-bye.